Johannesburg Ballet se produksie van Cinderella, gebaseer op die bekende sprookie van Aspoestertjie, word van die 30ste September tot die 9 Oktober in Johannesburg se teater aangebied. En ek gesels nou met Ian McDonald, hy is die artistieke direkteur van Joburg Ballet. Hy is ook die choreograaf van hierdie werk. Ian, die musiek wat jy gebruik het, toe wie se werk was dit? En ek weet daardie komponis het baie werk gekomponeer.
Absolutely, the music is Strauss. I found that he had glorious waltzes, and when I was choreographing, the first thing that came into my mind with Cinderella going to a ball, we needed big waltz numbers. So as I was trying to research music, the Strauss waltzes, and the family, the Strauss family, has huge amounts, copious amounts of music. So it was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me just to go and listen to this glorious composer and choosing some of the music that I felt were best suited to the production.
Nou, ons weet dat Strauss het nie net walse gekomponeer nie, jy het gepraat yes. van walse, daar is ook polkas, daar is ook mazurkas, so moet jy, as jy nou dit choreografeer, daardie type dansvorms in gedagte hou?
Absolutely, and that actually helped me, because each of those polkas, as you mentioned, or the mazurka, also dictated which characters would be dancing at which times. So that helped me by taking the music, and I thought, well, this polka sounds like the sisters doing their variation at the ball. The mazurka was also one of the pieces that the company uses, and it helped me choreograph, and it helped me determine which characters at which time of the production would be using which music.
Moes jy baie aanpas by die traditionele ballet, sê nou maar, passies wat jy doen as jy nou die terminologie gebruik en so aan, maar nou die musiek dikteer wat jy moes doen of wat jy as choreograaf moes inwerk?
The music definitely dictates a lot of the technical, and I as a choreographer would be dictated to by the music, but that's what I also enjoyed, to taking it a little bit off key. I'm also left-handed, so when I'm choreographing, I would do everything to the left. I would partner a lot with my left hand, and that frustrated the dancers beyond all belief. But I felt like it was something that added a different element. So taking the music and taking my style of choreography, I wanted to keep it traditionally classical, but there's an awkwardness to it, but it was almost intentional.
Daar is ook natuurlijk die bekende weergawe wat op Prokofiev se muziek gebaseer is.
You are 100% correct. Prokofiev is renowned around the world with most companies in their Cinderella. When I was in Pack Ballet, that was the version that we did. And it's a glorious score. It has beautiful music, but I felt we needed something different within Joburg Ballet, and I wanted to choreograph to something different, because I think with Prokofiev's score, you almost, for those who are well versed in the production of a Cinderella to the Prokofiev score, sort of know what steps are going to come and what variation is anticipated to that piece of music. And I wanted to steer away from that so that I could come up with something fresh, new, creative.
Now, jou weergawe is vir die eerste keer in 2013 opgevoer, in 2018 is het weer een keer opgevoer, en nou in 2022. Voor ons as gehoor is het baie interessant, en ons so graag wil weet, hoe onthou julle hierdie passies? Is het iewers neergeskryf? Wat gebeur, of moet mens maar net op videotype van opname start maak?
It's a good question. Normally, with top ballet companies, we have what we call a choreologist, and that person would actually notate all the choreography. So like a musician would compose music and it's all written down in a score, a choreologist would study notation on how to interpret each of those steps and would write it down. Unfortunately, we don't have that budget or that luxury. So then what we would do is actually record each performance. I like to allow each of the different principal characters an interpretation of the role, and I will say for you as a couple that are doing it, this looks better on you, but I prefer this on the other couple. So structurally, it's more or less the same, but there are little tweaks that I like to come back and make reference to for other couples down the line. So you are 100% correct. We record it, and then when we come back and do it 4 or 5 years' time, we tweak it, we change it, we adapt it to who's actually dancing, but the structure is recorded and we get the basic idea of what the ballet was.
Nou, daar's 'n hele paar paartjies wat gaan dans, ek dink iets soos 4 of 5. So dit beteken elke een gaan omtrent sy interpretasie kan gee. So eintlik moet 'n mens maar al die uitvoerings kom bywoon.
Yes, and I love that. I love that if each person, each character interprets it differently, and that's what makes each production different. You know, you can come watch a performance on opening night and come and watch a different cast 3 nights later, and it'll almost come across as a different ballet because they've interpreted it differently, and I love that. I love that with the sisters. We have Nigel Hannah and Christopher Montague, expat dancers who have come back to guest with us, and they interpret completely different to what I had the interpretation 5 years ago with dancers within the company. Because they're older, I don't want to say they're less technically capable, but they give a different take on it. And I love that. I love seeing those interpretations. I'm quite pedantic about music, and certain things have to happen on certain beats within the music. But on the whole, it's beautiful to watch their creativity coming through.
Toe jy dit geskep het, was dit in 2013, dis nou omtrent 10 jaar later, en dat baie goed gebeur, dansers kom en gaan, het jy enige aanpassings moes maak, of het jy dit basis die structuur gehou, en die dansers moes eenvoudig net aanpas?
I try to keep the basic structure the same. Obviously budget, we have fewer dancers in the company, so I had to downscale the ballroom couples, so that we don't have as many couples. But basically, I've made the dances a little bit more difficult and complex because I feel that the dancers of today are more technically capable of doing some great things, especially the male dancers. That's what you find within the company. As you've just said now, some dancers come, some dancers go. When I choreographed it, I didn't feel, and this is not in a bad way, but I thought technically the male dancers weren't as strong then, and I feel now we've got some great dancers in the company. So I have tweaked some of the male, they do some big group numbers, and I've made that more difficult because I feel like they are capable of doing more technically demanding steps. So there are things that I've tweaked. As I said, the two sisters, I've also had to change a little bit, but they've interpreted beautifully. The stepmother, which is Alison Sishi, she's now in the company. In the previous production, I had Kitty Petler, who was an amazing, I mean, if you remember Kitty Petler, very tall, and I loved that height, and that created a character for me to work off. Alison Sishi's is a little bit smaller, but she's got some wonderful features about her that I've used to interpret. She's got these glorious high legs, so I've adapted some of those roles to accommodate what she's good at.
It's interesting that there's a storyline met emosies wat daarmee gepaard gaan. Partykeer is dit 'n werk wat baie tragies is en hartseer is. Ander keer is dit weer baie opgewonde komies, maar die dansers se tegniek moet nog altyd baie sterk wees. Is dit moeilik om daai twee te kombineer, soort van saam te laat werk?
Yes, absolutely. It's very difficult. When I choreographed it, I didn't even realize this about myself, but I have quite a comical way of interpreting characters, which I hope comes across to the audiences as being comical, humorous. But I feel to be a humorous dancer or a comical interpretation, your technique has to be very sound, because there's nothing worse than watching someone trying to be funny, but the steps are actually not good enough, and then it falls flat. And that's what I have to be very, very mindful of, especially with the key characters, the sisters, the mother. We've got mice in the production as well. Yes, they are characters, and there is a lot of humor in the interpretation, but you still have to be technically very proficient in order for it to be funny and make it work.
Ian McDonald, the choreograph for Cinderella, ook bekend as Poestertjie, en die artistieke direkteur van Joburg Ballet. Baie dankie vir die lekker interessante geselsie, en sterkte vir julle met die speelvak.
Baie dankie.
Ek gesels nou met Jolanda Roos. Sy is die kostuumontwerper van die ballet wat nou hier by die Johannesburgse teater opgevoer gaan word, Cinderella, ook bekend as Poestertjie. Jolanda, as mens net kyk eers na enige balletopvoering, die dansers en die kostuums wat 'n mens moet daarvoor maak, watter uitdagings is daar in die algemeen vir jou?
Die algemeenste ding is, jy kan nie net elke dag klere dra nie. Die groot ding is jou klere moet beweeg. So alles is spesiaal gemaak dat jy jou arms kan oplig en jou bene kan beweeg. So alles is letterlik vasgewerk. So daar waar hy sit, sit hy.
En die tipe van materiaal, dit moet ook seker baie beweging vriendelik wees.
Ons het heel wat rekmateriale, al jou lycras en tipe goedertjies wat ons gebruik, maar toch van die kostuums is gemaak van jou dikker tipe materiale, so dat hulle kan hou. Van ons kostuums is selfs 45 jaar oud, so dit is redelike dik, goeie kwaliteit materiaal, wat nogal 'n pak slaag kan vat. Die ballet kostuums is baie gespecialiseerd, vooral as ons kyk na ons tutus en die tipe van goedertjies, hulle allemaal, al die lanet, word op 'n baie speciale manier aan mekaar vastgewerk, so dat as jy beweeg, jou tutukie altyd plat sit en as jy hom wel verkeerd werk, wat dan gebeur is jou tutu, hulle noem dit fruitbal, dan trek hy so skuins op aan die een kant of hy maak allerhande snaakse vouwe en goedjies wat hy nie moet maak nie. So ja, dit is alles baie interessant en baie gespecialiseerd en baie lekker om te doen.
Nou, as jy die kostuums van een ballet moet ontwerp, dan moet jy seker die ballet baie goed ken, want daar is emoties daarin, daar is verhaal gegewe, en die kostuums moet al daar goed kan komplementeer.
Ja, nee, dit is, ek doen ongelooflik baie navorsing oor elke ballet, waarvoor ek die kostuums ontwerp, en dan sal ek ook gaan sit en kyk na goedertjies soos in watter era speel dit af, in watter land, watse kleure en watse kosse en goeders wat beskikbaar, want hulle het koskleersels gebruik, soos beet en allerhande sulke tipe van goeder. So jou kleure was nie altyd so helder nie. So jy moet baie, baie aandag gee daaraan, anders is jou kostuums nie akkuraat vir die tyd wat jy in afspeel nie.
En nou om daai goed reg te kry, beteken dit jy moet baie nou met die koreograaf werk.
Ja, dit is ook. Hulle het ook altyd baie spesifieke idees van wat hulle wil hê.
Party kostuums is ook baie kreatief. Dit is nie die gewone, sê nou maar, rok tipe of 'n broek tipe van nie. Daar is allerlei ander tipe van goed wat jy ook moet gebruik, byvoorbeeld om sekere karakters of wat ook al uit te beeld, sê nou maar, iemand uit die onderwêreld of 'n dier of so en so, daai is ook interessant.
Ja, dit is baie interessant. Ons het baie, baie oulike maskers en goeders wat van baie, baie jare terugkom, wat ons selfs in die ballette gebruik. Ons het muise en dan het ons perde wat baie, baie interessant gaan wees vir almal op die verhoog.
By so'n ontwerp, beligting speel seker 'n baie belangrike rol. Ons praat hier van kleure, ons praat van periodes, ons praat van die teksture.
Ja, nee, dit doen nie definitief. In jou ouer eras sal die materiaal definitief swaarder wees en hulle het baie kere patrone in of dis emboss of hulle het borduursels op en daai tipe van goeders en dan sal ons ook seker maak ons gebruik kontrasterende kleure sodat dit uitstaan, laat jy jou detailkies op jou kostuums kan sien van ver af. As ons ook ons materiale koop, ek hou daarvan om van die ander kant van die winkel te gaan staan en dan kyk ek na die rakke, dan sal ek my kleure kies volgens dit wat die beste uitstaan van 'n ver afstand af, sodat ek seker is dat dit op die verhoog mooi gaan vertoon.
Een van die goed wat mense ook nie altyd in ag neem is teksture. As ons byvoorbeeld van 'n tipe van tekstuur hou, miskien iets wat baie mooi van naby af lyk, maar dis nie altyd gehoor vriendelik nie.
Nee, definitief nie. Daar is sekere goeders wat net absoluut verdwyn en jy word half deel met jou stel as jy nie die regte kleure en teksture kies nie. En mense het wel soos jou diere, daar sal jy nou meer soos 'n fake fur kies of so ietsie, of jy sal ietsie met goue drade in kies of ietsie met 'n grobber tekstuur as ons doen soos peasants of daai tipe van goeders, want hulle materiale was nie so soos die seie en goeders, so diersaam nie, jy weet, so hulle het meer tuisgeweefde tipe van goedjies gekoop, so ons gaan kyk dan van ietsie wat 'n grove tekstuur het, laat dit wys van ver af.
En dit beteken ook as die mens kyk na aanpassings wat jy moet maak, want seker goed is nie meer beskikbaar nie, so jy moet maar nou sien hoe na as moontlik aan die periode dit kan kom.
Ja, nee, dit is nogal interessant. Ons gebruik baie verwe en allerhande interessante methodes om die materiaal aan te pas en het te laat lyk soos die ouer materiale. Selfs in die laaste paar jare is daar baie materiale wat nie meer beskikbaar is nie. So as ons van die ouer kostuums moet reg maak in daai klas van ding, dan begin dit tog hulle probleem raak. So dan raak ons baie kreatief.
Londa Roos, baie dankie vir die lekker saamgestelde. Dit is heerlik om te verneem van kostuumontwerp en al die faktore wat jy in ag moet neem.
Ag, baie dankie. Ek is bly om die tyd saam met julle te kan spandeer en ek hoop meer mense stel bietjie belang en begin dit doen, want ons hardloop ernstig uit kreatiewe mense uit wat wel die werk kan doen.